We're rolling.
Good evening. My name is Mr. Negative. We're here tonight. We're going back to Top Gun, the one that started it all, BB.
Yeah, let's see what happens. See what happened there. So,
movie laugh tracks.
Oh, yeah, that's BB, by the way.
MovieLaughTracks.com, that is. Yep, we are up and running. We got four good ones on the site. Get ready to laugh, Amsterdam.
All right, I'm getting ready to push play on the movie now.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you where we are.
Top Gun.
The Paramount Mountain, or whatever.
Just got
Paramount. Just right there. Right there, right above the mountain.
Stars, yeah. And it's going to go black and now. Black and here we go.
All right. Great pictures. Mr. Negative.
Okay.
Look at these guys. Jerry Bruckheimer. Genius!
Don Simpson.
Look at him.
Oh, man. That guy jumped from a bridge.
Moment of silence. Okay.
And Tom Cruise.
Gay.
Kelly McGillis. Speaking of monitor faces.
Yikes. She was so hot. Wait a minute. I'm gonna remember this.
Fighter Weapons School.
Made up.
Is it made up?
I don't know.
Sounds made up. It's in Nevada somewhere. Nice. Top Gun. Screw you.
I feel like I'm doing something with Englishman.
A transporter? Oh, Val Kilmer, love him. Iceman. He's dangerous.
Who was it that, it was, what's his name, that you, nobody ever believed he was in the movie, or what was my whole deal with that? It was, the guy was in Bull Durham. Come on, fucker, you know.
Bull Durham? Oh, Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
There he is right there. He's in it for like a second.
He's in it earlier in the movie, though. I missed it. He's in there for like one scene, and like, I missed it. Like, my whole life, and I kept making jokes about it, and then afterwards I realized... I thought you just saw him when he's getting out of the plane at the end.
He's at the very end. That's the only time.
But there's another time. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to get that wrong again.
Harold Faltermeyer. I like that guy.
You always say that too. Man, when this movie came out, man, I just thought this was fucking it right here.
You were ready to join the military.
I was like 12 years old or something, 13 maybe. I mean, I thought, holy shit, I want to be Tom Cruise.
I'm going to be a pilot and go after MiGs.
I'm pretty sure I probably got a boner during that love scene with Kelly McGillis.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Someone's taking it personal.
I'm not going any further than that. I mean, what the hell? I'm like a 13-year-old boy. Got a boner for everything.
And we're back.
Oh, you're going to cut that out?
Is this the most dramatic takeoff ever, or are they always like this?
Well, I don't think they're always like this.
I don't think that guy should be that close to those flames.
Yeah!
Is this Kenny Loggins?
I think so.
Nice.
Bam!
All these guys have their little gestures.
I know. And they look cool at it, too.
Just because it's slow-mo or something.
Yeah, slow-mo helps.
I'm sure Tony Scott's like, get into the scene! Get down there!
He might be English, actually.
He is English.
Oh, good night, mate!
I don't trust that cable.
I think that's... Yeah, I think you have... Look at those phones, God.
Those phones are crazy.
They haven't updated those since WW2.
Why was there so many people on them?
No kidding.
Nice! Nice! Foot kick.
There is a lot of signals and whatnot.
BB's wife will be shellacking me on those nice comments later.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, I'm Scott doing Top Gun. Nice! Nice! Nice!
She did that to you. That's funny.
She does it to me every time I see her.
Now she doesn't... She hates movie laugh tracks. So
she's always hated movie laugh tracks.
Like, oh, I don't know. Scott's going to be there. I'm tired.
I thought it was going to be one time you guys were going to try it. Present day? What the hell?
So vague.
So vague.
I want a date. Or at least a year.
Something.
Hey, Bob. This guy's perfect.
This guy's friendly commander on the set, huh?
Yeah, he is.
I like those aviators. This guy. Is this where Tim Robbins is?
No, he's way later. Oh!
With the MiGs.
Look, Vladimir Putin behind the wheel.
Where are we? Syria? What is this? It said present day. It's probably actually happening. I thought this guy was a trainer.
He is, but... No, I mean, hell, that's the real deal. This is Indian Ocean present day.
Indian Ocean.
This ain't no weapons school or whatever. Is that too loud or what?
Probably. Amsterdam's like, turn the movie down!
I think that's German, or like,
maybe.
It's more Arnold Schwarzenegger. Actually, I was totally Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You do a pretty good Arnold, if I'm not mistaken.
I've been known.
See Commando.
Oh, man. That was another movie I really liked.
Technology has hopefully come a long way since this.
It's hot in those ships.
As well as the smoking regulations.
God, I mean, they're pouring with sweat throughout this entire movie.
That stinky-ass cigar down there. Is that Tim Robbins?
I think, yeah, that is. But it doesn't, you can't tell, you know, unless you're looking for him.
Tim Robbins is like the Scott Henderson in this movie. Everything gets cut.
He had enough to get a decent credit there to
he had a great
propel
credit.
Him to a marriage with Susan Sarandon.
Whoa, Bull Durham.
I loved Susan Sarandon. I had a crush on her. I still kind of do. She's gotten older, but
she's all right.
She's still kind of hot.
Why does she like all that ping pong?
I don't know. I think she just likes making money. And, you know,
he was a lot younger than her, too, wasn't he?
Quite a bit.
He's probably the sick of it.
Probably.
He's like, I don't want to play ping pong.
No shit. Look at this game of Joust he's got going. So they're just up there just like, well, let's start a war.
Tom Cruise is like,
well, this is timely. We need to get a live show to talk about this. Talk about Russia getting involved.
They're going to shoot. Isn't it weird how the president of Russia is a freaking, basically a dictator KGB despot.
I know, but he can't.
Who talked the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize out of war, basically.
Lots of irony there, huh?
Very ironic. Paying attention.
I don't really think Obama really wants to go to war, to be honest, but
it's probably all about energy, I guess.
There's just a lot of people asking him to, all over the world.
Because he can't get that thing through the UN because Russia's getting on this Security Council.
UN, everybody on the UN's like, fuck it. The U.S. is going to step in anyway. I'll just abstain. Nobody gets pissed off at me, but then, you know, they take care of it. I mean, there's a certain amount of that no matter who's president.
And we're back. no, I hear you. But I want to send Tom Cruise and Goose in if I had the choice.
That cigar, man. He works that cigar. It's unbelievable. Like, there's just... There's going to be, like, ashes all over the floor of that boat.
Yeah.
It's like a sports bar in there. There's peanut shells.
Is this Merlin getting shit? What? Is that Tim Robbins' Merlin?
I think so.
I mean, how high are they? It seems like they're in the stratosphere. Did you see that?
Well, that's why they got those masks.
They're like, yeah, but that's... I mean, they don't get to 30,000 feet.
Do they not? I don't know.
I thought they had the mask just because...
No, I think they get up there pretty high.
I don't think they get that high.
No, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know shit about...
Maybe. Look at that! I guess. Where's the clouds at? Where are clouds at?
They're there.
20,000 feet?
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah.
I mean, well, different clouds, obviously, but...
I mean, they're in the clouds.
There's clouds in my coffee, if you know what I mean. That was a long way to go to get there, huh?
We're communicating.
Oh, here it is. It is. I love this. This is a Scientology way of saying hello. We'll go ahead. Did you see how funny that looks?
Well, they're like 2 feet from each other. That's not going to happen.
Could you hold a camera? I mean, I wish they had those old Polaroid cameras still.
You can still get them.
Can you?
Yeah.
Really?
They're hard to find. I know we have one at the KC. We used to use them for the Christmas parties. Take pictures of the kids with Santa.
Now no one cares because everyone's got a phone.
That's true.
Got it. Oh, is this where Cougar loses it?
Cougar's out.
Why does he lose it here?
I don't know, because he's got a wife and kids or something.
He didn't want to die.
Right.
In the air.
Maverick doesn't care because he's got nobody.
He's Scientologist. You know where he goes? To that weird planet.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's Mormons. Planet Klob, is that what that is?
That's not Mormon.
Mormon goes to Planet Klob.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They think God lives on... Google it, if your phone wasn't in use.
You should Google it.
I'm sure everybody...
You're not recording.
I'm sure everybody... We don't need to make fun of them. They might be our fans.
Mormons?
Go Latter-day Saints, you know? That's what I say.
Exactly.
Mitt Romney. I actually don't think he would have done that bad a job. He's just too weird.
Fuck.
BB can't take it.
I don't know about
Romney. Here, no, let me see it.
No, I just want to do something.
No, don't be messing with my phone, sir.
I'm just going to look at some scores.
Nope.
So much drama right at the beginning. Look at this with a cigar. I mean,
BB's not going to look at scores.
They're up above the clouds, yo. Right. I mean, that's where you're... Well, now they're not. God, they travel fast on this movie.
Okay, I gotta save my battery anyway. Is he refueling here? What's the sitch?
He was going... Well, they weren't... He didn't have enough gas, really, to help out his comrade, but he's doing it anyway.
Hmm.
Under direct order from the cigar guy.
From Cigar Man. You tell Maverick, you better get down here right now, man.
I like how you throw that essay in there right after all that. That's a nice touch.
Does that help to be close to him when you're landing?
It got dark fast.
I hear you. Merlin.
See, that doesn't look like... That's not Tim Robbins.
Shouldn't Merlin like hit him in the back of the head like, yo, dog?
I think there's enough distance where he can't do it.
It's far, huh?
You have to get out of the seatbelt.
What does the guy in the back do anyway?
He's like a spotter.
Spotter?
Yeah. Come on in here, I'm a wing.
I'm not.
Marlin. Looks like he's had one too many.
What is up with this dramatic... Is it really that dramatic?
Lindsay Lohan's bringing this plane in.
His wife and kid are going to be pissed he lost his pilot job, which takes like 20 years to get.
Well, yeah, and nobody's going to want him to fly for like American Airlines or whatever, like some cracked up pilot from the military. Like, you're on disability, yo.
He's not going to be flying for anyone.
No, he's giving it up. Military disability.
Turn in your wings. What is it? Stripes? I can't remember.
I think it's wings, actually.
His landing is...
Probably wings and stripes.
If I was on the aircraft carrier, I'd be nervous as shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how the guy's gonna do the kick after this thing. He hit it.
Yeah, he got it.
There's no way I could land a plane on an aircraft carrier.
That'd be cool. That'd be fun.
It'd be great in the next lifetime. This guy's a full-on hillbilly, huh?
My wife and kids, sir.
I want to go back. Put on my overalls and get my banjo, sir.
He wants to go play basketball in the Hoosiers movie.
My uncle was a moonshiner. My daddy was a moonshiner. And I'm going to play the banjo.
Ouch. There it is.
That looks cheap wings, though. Is that plastic?
You got him on a gumball machine.
These guys are sweating balls.
It's so hot in there. That's it, huh? You can't just quit the military.
Nobody likes Goose.
He's going to get reassigned or something. He's not going home to that wife and kid.
He's going back to Iraq or whatever it is.
Get court-martialed. I don't know.
Maverick, let's talk about your little stand-up there in the air, man. Goose is going to work on his posture.
Goose is done. Look at all those phones over there. God.
Telecommunications come a long way.
I know. This is like 1988 or something.
Look at that stupid...
It's rotary phone. Can you imagine you got to get a hold of somebody fast? It's like, ticking, ticking, ticking.
How short is this guy?
1986?
This guy's below Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is on like a 3-foot pedestal. He's like 4'3".
This guy's like 5 feet, maybe. I don't know. Said he died on that bad.
Well, it happens.
I'd like to get one of those flight suits. I'd roll around in one of those. I wouldn't care.
My dad used to wear those coveralls.
Really?
And well, like when he was working in the yard, that's what he wore.
It's a great look for
it. It was money. But it had to be hot.
I might wear it if I go out sometime. My wife's going to be like, the hell are you wearing?
You and Dave show up to Blaze at Perry's in your jumpsuits.
We're matching, Dave. We're matching. I'll tell them that I'm an actor that lives in a penthouse somewhere.
Yeah. Tell them what you want. We're watching The Orange is the New Black. You watch that show?
Great show.
I love that show.
I've been watching The Wire.
We got like 3 episodes left.
You'll enjoy the finish.
Is that it? Is that the whole story?
I'll do another one. Netflix has a new one coming out today with Ricky Gervais. She might be pretty funny.
Hell yeah, dog. We're going to Top Gun.
Guy's gonna
Miramar.
Miramar, does that exist? Is that where you're going in California?
No. But what I always thought didn't exist was Fighter Town USA.
Look at this.
Is that really what it's called?
Go, go, go.
Ninja, right? Isn't that a ninja?
What a dork.
He does look like a dork.
Who does that?
Nobody.
Yeah, go plane. I mean, he's like a... If you're a pilot on an aircraft, I mean, you've done that like 1,000 times. You wouldn't care.
The danger zone.
But that might be kind of cool to do that. I don't even think they would let you do that, to be honest.
I like this guy, Michael Ironsides.
My dad had a cross pin like that, too.
I like those.
It's old school. You guys working over that fucking cigarette.
There's Clarence Gilliard.
Jeez. Here comes.
What is the gay overtone?
Well, no, this is when all the gay stuff starts. So basically, if you're gay, next time you watch it, just wait like 20 minutes.
I know you're clapping and cheering and jumping up and down right now, but.
Whoa, that seemed a little vicious.
I didn't mean it was okay. Vicious. Well, I thought it was light.
No, I know. We have to throw each other on the bus. That's all. Everybody is. There's nobody that is. Can't be had here in comedy.
Okay. Tom Skerritt or the fray.
You can't do like Kramer or whatever.
He owns like a bed and breakfast on like Victoria Island, Canada, and my parents were biking.
Tom Skerritt?
My parents were biking around the island and they saw him like sitting on the porch.
Is he making scrambled eggs in there and stuff like, ma'am, do you want some orange juice with your breakfast?
He was wearing his freaking military uniform and he was bossing them around. It's a weird thing. You need to move it along, people. Tom Skerritt, I live up here on the island.
What if Tom Skerritt went up to your dad and was like, I flew with your old man?
He's probably like, "What? Can you help me with my kidneys, doc?" Like, I mean, this movie needs more mustaches, I can tell you that right now.
That's a good mustache.
It's pretty tight.
There was a funny scene in that Orange is New Black, actually, where one of the guys, the head of the officers or whatever, he's got a mustache. He has that porn mustache guy like, what is this? Is this supposed to be gay or whatever? And of course, the guy's got a mustache. He's like, of course not. It's manly. We're banging everything or whatever. Like, okay, just checking.
That guy was in The Wire season 2 without the mustache.
Which one? The guard or the guy guard. In the suit?
The guard.
The guard is awesome in that show. I think he's creepy as shit.
He's really creepy.
Back to Top Gun and Val Kilmer.
And where is the AC?
Government's on lockdown, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Val Kilmer gained like 50 pounds from here.
Oh, he's big as a house. He plays like Mark Twain in a traveling show now.
He's a good actor. Not like it's in this movie, but...
I like to have been real genius.
Boy, I want to go to this party. Look at that. I mean,
this is the cougar.
You want to go there? Bam!
Look at that long neck.
The horse teeth.
Jeez, the 80s. So weird.
That girl smoking a cigar, Monica Lewinsky style. Lewinsky, I should say.
Why do you wear your dress white when you're going out to the fucking Animal House bar? Everyone else is like in khaki.
They're proud, yo.
Oh, look at this guy. I got a lot of ice in my drink.
They even got their name tags on. But I guess that's actually would be proper attire at the USO or whatever.
Here's me behind the bar.
I'm so tired of substituting. I joined the Navy. I'm a bartender in the Navy.
His acting is so
terrible. This has got to probably be like his first and last movie, basically.
He's powering these shots down, too. Watch this. He'll do another one, I think.
Iceman just loves Goose, huh?
I don't know.
I wanted my hair like Val Kilmer's. But it just couldn't happen. It was too straight or something. Plus, I didn't have a stylist. I was only like 12.
Yeah.
He's got kind of horse teeth, too.
So you gotta get those tips done, you know?
Well, the way it sticks up, like, flat top-ish or whatever, my hair wouldn't do that.
The way he towers over Tom Cruise.
I'll be a huckleberry.
I think that Goose's mustache is a stick-on.
That's a pretty good possibility.
Yeah. It's not very good, I'll give him that.
I think it's probably not a stick-on, it's just a terrible mustache. That's like all he could come up with.
It could be a stick-on.
Why would they do that? I mean, the only way you're doing that, obviously, if you just can't grow one, right? I mean, you just tell him, like, grow a mustache.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
I'm going to hold out for bigger boobs.
Nope. Where's Lizard Face Kelly McGillis?
So does she have a monitor face? I think she probably has more of a monitor face.
She has a lizard face. Here she was.
God, it does look like she'd have a huge tongue. I thought she was so hot back then.
I don't know why. It's the movies.
But didn't you?
You're sold.
Didn't you?
I was probably thinking about something else, I think.
Why? What do you mean something else?
I guess she was all right. I was such a couple years older than me.
How old were you? Like, how old were you in 86? Like 14, right?
16. Driving.
16?
Driving. Born in 70.
I didn't know you were 5 years older than me. God damn.
Believe that or not, I've made a lot of bad decisions, man.
I didn't realize you were so old.
A lot of bad moves out there.
Well, I've advised you on a lot of them, actually. Yeah. Collapse long? Oh, yeah.
Why are we here tonight? Why are we here tonight?
Man, I wanted to do this, like the junior high dance or something.
Why would you do this?
Because it was so cool.
That lizard face is like, this is never going to happen again.
He's just waiting for that old man guy.
Oh, excuse me, that Professor Perry.
She's really gotten crazy looking. It's really kind of strange.
Well, she's a lesbian too, isn't she?
I believe so. I don't know if that's correlated, but she is, in fact, a lesbian.
No, I mean, no correlation, but it sounds like a freak.
Don't you usually talk about how this black guy is the token black guy in the movie? Where are those jokes?
I'm slamming the gaze.
I'm waiting for that.
I don't mean to. I like so blacks guys, and gay people.
What's the guy from Love Boat, that bartender? What's the bartender?
Isaac?
Isaac! God, that guy's badass. But these guys are wearing Isaac unis behind the bar.
I could never get friends of mine to help me do that. They'd be like, dude, you're an idiot. What are you doing? Righteous Brothers. They'd be like, go ahead. I'd be out there by myself.
Oh, looking pretty good right
now. Yeah.
I think you always have to wonder about people that wear their sweater like this, you know? Like, either wear the sweater or don't wear the sweater. I'm out on that. I think it's a terrible style.
Well, especially if you're an iguana.
That's true. It's true.
The blonde wig.
Well, you have to stay warm. When you're a reptile, you must stay warm.
Tom, you know I used to live at Jupiter's. That guy is cleaning that bar top. Look at him.
No kidding. I never saw you do that during your bartending days.
Look at this cat.
God, he's so old.
Here's your double rum and coke.
Yo.
What does he say?
When he said to put out these fires or something.
Need to put out my jets.
Put out these flames.
What did he get? He gave her some things to read?
It looked like a ledger.
This cat ain't done yet.
It's probably some estate planning documents because that guy looks like he's not too far from the grave.
Someone's ready for a restraining order. A fan. Whoa.
That's all they get. Golly. He's got Beyonce ass.
Jeez, what's up with those Jordaches?
You got the look. The Jordache look.
Pull them up high, Kelly. Looks like she's got a possible Seiko on the left arm as well.
Those are big time.
Those are huge.
They were huge.
Pete Mitchell, Top Gun 1. How you doing?
He's all like one of those, what's that wrecker in that movie Cars?
Are you familiar with Scientology? Because I am.
Well, mostly as a lizard. I don't encounter the television that much.
God, look at the towel set up in this lady's room. There's like 80 towels.
It looks like she had man hands, too, that I never noticed.
She's got a lot of issues.
What?
That bartender's smoking.
Look at his stinky panties he pulls out. Oh, no, that's from 16 Candles.
This is the most dramatic classroom I've ever seen in my life.
Where's your jumpsuit again? Jumpsuit, that's money. We should get one of those. Like, if we ever do a show again, which is
never,
not necessarily likely, we should, when we do Top Gun, we should wear these suits.
That's what Rob suggested.
Really?
Yeah. I said, no, I'm going to wear a velour suit and look like a jack wagon.
You like to wear warm-up pants.
I wear warm-up pants. I'm not scared.
No, you're not.
I'm fucking comfortable, man.
It's not like anybody was ever there to watch.
Nobody cared.
You guys are annoying.
God dang, can't they take off their sunglasses for the meeting?
That's the way me, man. When the sun's up, I got to wear my shades, man. My eyes are trained.
When the sun's down, I like to wear mine.
That's shady.
Very. Especially with this shady look. This crew looks hung over. Look at that.
You wouldn't know with all the shades.
So now he's not done yet. He's going to ask her out again. Is that what he's going to do?
I think she pretty much tells him, right? Come over the crib and have some cheese and stuff.
Did she have some jacked up teeth a little bit too?
Yeah, she's all jacked up. I think, I mean, at the time, I just was really liking any kind of female.
It happens, dude. Sometimes with the hormones. You see a girl, and then like a year later, you see her like, eesh.
That's on Seinfeld.
That was hot. But what's the sitch?
I was pretty much just getting into the ladies here, though.
Mm-hmm. It takes you back, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Clarence Gilliard.
Was that the black dude?
Yeah.
That was inverted. Sounds like some kind of thing that would happen at Burning Man.
Burning Man, indeed.
Richard and Steve and Matt hate us.
Well, indeed.
Did you tweet Matt Wendell about that website?
He's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have it on
Check out my website. Look what I did today.
He probably doesn't have it as a on his in his tent or whatever that he lives in.
He's got a house now.
He's got a house?
I mean, it's half a house, like a duplex.
Oh, duplex.
He's downstairs, you know. Apparently it's pretty nice, I guess. I don't know.
Yo.
I watch Breaking Bad.
It's a great show. You know what's depressing this season? That's my part, that dude with a mustache. That was my part.
Wait, which guy with a mustache? Oh, the skinny guy?
That's killing like people? The assistant people? Yeah. You notice that mustache being prominently featured this season?
Wait, which one is it? Is he working
with one of the white supremacists? Not to spoil anything with Breaking Bad!
Well, no, I'm caught up. I don't remember any white supremacists in this year's episodes.
You haven't been watching this season?
Yeah, what white supremacist?
They're the white supremacist gang?
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, there's that one dude with a mustache. That was
a fun. Yeah. That was
my thing.
That guy's good, too, actually, I think. He's kind of funny.
What?
I'm not saying that you're not.
I would have fucking crushed it.
I'm not saying you wouldn't, but I think that guy was pretty good.
I know, that's what's depressing about the acting thing.
I know. That's a good part.
It's a great, would have been a huge part.
Yeah.
Especially after the news I got today.
That's cool that you auditioned for that.
Yeah, I got a call back. She likes me. She also cast Longmire.
I want to talk to you more about your teaching. We're getting
off. It's over.
Off. Well, no, but I want to know. Is it a state thing, or is it a...
We're on the comedy now, baby.
Oh, well, fuck.
Where's this?
They're too low to the ground. What about the hard deck?
Is the hard deck the joke? Have we even talked about the movie? We talked about Syria, Breaking Bad, Orange.
That's okay. It's all topical. Everybody's seen this a million times.
Nobody cares. In Amsterdam, we want comedy.
Why do you keep on messing with Amsterdam? Because you just want to get free weed if you ever go there.
Because that's where we get all our perks from.
Amsterdam's a cool place.
I've never been.
It's awesome, actually. It was one of my favorite places I've visited. Nothing to do with the pot.
I'd love to do a live show there for all our fans.
And Frank's house is there. That's very interesting.
If we ever go there, we're going to do this show.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe down in the courtyard.
Also the Van Gogh Museum.
Maybe we'll do it there.
That'd be awesome.
Tonight, from Dallas.
Look how close they are to the mountains.
They're going
to
crash.
That's got to be illegal.
Nobody cares.
What's this guy that gets whooped up on by Maverick and he's like, it's below the hard deck.
I know.
I gotta quit saying the movie before it happens, but it doesn't really matter.
They need a rear Jester. I like Jester. It's always playing tricks, you know?
Jester's scared of him, though.
Just targeting
him. Put on the brakes, dog.
Is that his move that he pulls?
I think it is. This is awesome.
It doesn't work, though, because he goes below the hard deck.
No, that's later. Jester just spins. That made him spin.
Woo, 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 woo.
This is a fag move by Jester because, no offense, I gotta quit saying that, but he just like dies below the hard deck.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Damn, look how close that is.
What is this? What kind of plane is that?
It looks like Mars right there.
I think it's like Utah, maybe.
That sounds about right.
Probably B-roll. We're going ballistic, man! I'm like, dude, that's not very professional.
That is Utah, I bet.
God, the sound designer's having a good time, huh?
I think it won an Academy Award.
He did?
No.
I doubt it.
No, I'm just saying that.
Just for those hits in that volleyball match.
Every time I play... pick up sports, I always tape up.
In the hard deck?
And then I wear jeans, too. It sounded like whenever you're rinsing out your mouth at the dentist office.
That's what the sound designer thought, too. Yeah, we got him!
Doesn't cover below the hard deck, get back there. Don't spill the coffee.
Someone's brewing a pot of coffee right now! Screw you, Jester. Back to the Knights of the Round Table. Oh, I live for this. Those fans, it looks very comfortable in there.
This guy just drinks coffee all the time, huh?
His prostate must be killing him. Yeah, 10-4. Another good day down here at Top Gun with all the planes all over the runways. God damn it, I want some butts! I want some butts!
We gotta stop saying all the lines like 30 seconds before. Nobody, like every line.
Amsterdam's like, I like that comedy! It's funny!
Funny.
Hey!
Totally!
I just
totally.
Did some push ups? What do you think? I just did some reps.
That guy sure doesn't care that he got his ass kicked today.
I don't think people should be dicking around locker rooms like this. You know what I mean? Change your clothes, moving along. Just hanging around.
We used to dick around the locker room.
Just because you were getting your bongs out.
There's no bongs in the locker room. That would have been against the rules.
I mean, this thing's a full-on... You're dangerous.
It's a full-on war from the beginning, huh?
Why does he talk like this with that gum? His acting choices are weird.
Ice man.
Look at that. Tony Scott's like, bravo! Bravo!
He likes the close talking scenes.
Look at the black guy right behind him. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We support black people and gay marriage. Of course we do.
Gays and black people. And I like both of them.
How about this? We support black gay marriage. How about that?
Bam.
In your face.
Exactly.
World.
I totally agree with it. Look at this guy.
There's coffees everywhere on this thing. It's like the first tray of
coffee.
That
guy looks so goofy looking, man.
He never carried a tray of coffee his whole life. Why did they turn on the fan, dude?
I don't know. They're in those jumpsuits, too. That's got to be hot.
Those don't breathe at all. Oh.
I flew with your old man.
I flew with your old man. The high deck was 5,000 feet. You went to 4,090 feet. Fuck you. If it was a MiG, he wouldn't care.
No, it's so gay. I mean, that's the thing. There's no rules.
With the gay.
I don't mean it in that way.
I know, it is.
I shouldn't say it. It does sound like a 14-year-old's talking.
But it's true. That's the world we live in. We're in Dallas, Texas. We hate you. We love George W. Bush.
I don't mind George W. now.
We're 5 minutes away from his library. Maybe we'll do a show there, too.
No.
Doubtful. Where's the weapons of mass destruction? Has anyone seen them? Still looking.
Oh, you're doing your David Cameron now. Is that the guy's name?
I'm branching out into Prime. All my...
Prime Minister.
What happened? That fan's on low, huh?
Yeah. It's like barely moving.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Mav.
Dick.
Goose is always getting fucking dicked over by Mav.
I wouldn't trust Maverick. He's trying to date the lizard.
That noise is nasty.
It's going to sound great in Amsterdam, though. Here comes a camel straight.
No shit.
What do you think about Maverick? That's Goose's old man.
Good point.
He's a dick.
We said it like 5 times before he said it.
It was great.
Well, if you're sinking, you can definitely sink it. I flew with your old man.
He's got a Top Gun hat. Great graphic design.
One World Creative at 11 years old.
Where is this sad sack place? Oh, that figures.
Come on in, man.
Man, I've been drinking Jamie's for a while. What are you doing?
Gotta talk to you, Mav.
I was reading a script for something called Risky Business. Take those old rings. Oh, gee.
Maverick's like hitting the books, huh?
He's reading his Scientology, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sounds like BB. Basically, that's Matt Waddell right there, and Goose is BB.
Why is it so dramatic, and his hair is perfect? Look at that.
It is.
Perfect amount of mousse. Get out there, Goose.
His mustache is nicely glued on there.
He's serious. I don't know, man. I just like playing with people, you know?
Matt's young right here.
He's like, what, 22?
That's 1986. How old is he now?
5 years younger than me. Go figure.
What? Tom Cruise is 5 years younger? He's not. No, he's not.
I was just making a joke to something we were talking about earlier.
He's like 50 years old or something.
Fucking old as hell.
Isn't he like 50?
He's made some bad decisions, too.
Get out of here, you.
Let me study my flight plans or whatever. I'm actually drawing pictures of my lizard woman. Oh, there's the fan city right here.
Yeah, that would make him like 22 or 23.
Is this a moose situation on the thing?
Yeah, he's definitely got moose. See, she kind of looks hot right there. A little bit, right?
Kind of.
She's like that chick on Seinfeld.
That girl? Which chick on Seinfeld?
Well, the one where, you know, she looks hot one time and then she doesn't the next. You seen that episode?
Oh, that episode.
It's funny.
She, I mean, they really got to have some good light for that lizard. Get the heat lamp. Put the heat lamp on her.
When you can count the number of rotations on the fan, it's not on high enough.
What is she writing down? Oh, this is where she's like, don't be late.
Invitation for wine and cheese.
He's like, I've got a really tough volleyball game. Why is Rick Rossovich so stupid? He's playing with that plastic plane.
He's a meathead.
It's like a toy for a 2-year-old. Somebody's taking the short bus. Sharp.
Nice.
Classified. What does that mean?
Don't tell anybody.
I'll see you around, man. I'm gonna go bone that lizard woman. That made the final cut.
I know, that is so stupid.
Editor's like,
that guy's sort of a meathead.
Oh, jeez.
So look, they got their hands all taped up and everything.
How could he be late when he checks his watch about the entire game, too?
Man, you wouldn't be playing with jeans on and stuff.
Look how short that net is. Look at the pole. It's halfway down the pole, dude. One more check.
He does check his watch a lot. Val Kilmer's like super bony. That's why they don't show him that much.
Versus today when he's a pile of gravy.
Well, look at Goose. They're like, Goose, you're so fucking terrible looking. You gotta wear a t-shirt.
And that other guy's like, if you didn't have your biceps, you wouldn't be cast, dude. Get out there and flex.
Well, double five, I like it.
Have you ever gone to a 2-on-2 volleyball game, like in the desert? Look, there's like 40 people here.
Val Kilmer's not in good shape, dude.
There's a valet in the background.
I mean, he's really skinny.
Well, he's got all that gravy.
Now it does. Of course, I got a little bit of gravy myself. Actually, mine's more firm. More like refried beans.
I see. I gotta go, man.
All dirty.
Maverick, 2 out of 3. Look at those Jimmy Jams.
They're too short.
They're too tight. Barely on him.
Actually, yeah, that's what the deal is. Why do you put that jacket on? Oh, because he's gonna go ride a bike. Safety first, but I mean, I think if you don't wear a helmet, then you don't need to wear a jacket either.
Jeez. She's feasting on some fruit.
She makes the food seem really appetizing.
Her crib is in an excellent spot.
No shit. Miramar. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh. I hope I didn't eat too much cheese.
I hope my tail's all right.
Well, that's this song the like tail, a, it's fine, because if it gets cut off, it'll just grow back.
This song was like a giant hit, too, wasn't it?
I loved it.
I think they played it at my homecoming.
Where is he looking? Like, the door is right there, like, open, and he's, like, looking around the corner, like, where do I go in?
That guard dog didn't care, either.
Well, it's like Old Yeller.
Like, whatever.
Take me for a walk.
You want to bang the lizard? I don't care. Let me toss a salad real quick.
Oh, I'd toss my salad to this scene, I guarantee you.
I guarantee you. Dallas represent on that jacket, huh? Dallas!
That's true. We noticed that way at the end. Last time.
Because we're so bored.
It says Texas, man. That's so cool.
Are they going to pour that wine, or what's the sitch?
Water in there.
Why didn't you just tell him?
Well, we were inverted.
Are they still talking about that? That thing goes on forever.
I know.
It was so fake, too.
Because he's Maverick.
You would have been fired.
He's a Maverick.
It would have kicked you out just like Hillbilly Boy. Kicks on the griddle. Dead foot about the riddle. Look at that parrot. What the hell is that guy doing?
I didn't look up here. Look up here.
You gonna pour that wine, bitch? What up?
Yeah, no shit. I'm a Navy guy. I need a drink.
How do lizards and parrots survive together?
They fight over the worms.
Where's Jupiter?
That's just water. It doesn't even hardly have any other kind of color.
That was the meanest sip I've ever seen anyone ever take.
Hey, so I'm gonna take a shower. I don't think this is this one. I think he has to come back later or something.
Is this sitting on the dock of the bay? It's like the
yeah.
Not very obscure there, are you, Maverick? I like the most popular song ever. What
it's
about you?
It's his mama, man. It's because his mama.
Who?
His mama.
Isn't it like a? It's not even a dock. I thought it was a pier. The song's incorrect.
Well, there can be a dock on the bay. There are docks.
Is there?
It doesn't have to be a pier. A pier is like really long, like way out into the bay. A dock is just like, you know, smaller deal you're going to put your boat up to.
This is what we have to do. Discuss it, not Google it. What is up with her cheap-ass lattice and that?
Dude, this is a fat crib right here. It seems very comfy out there.
That rubber tree needs a little shot of water, it looks like.
Well, you would know, Mr. Zero Landscape.
I'll zero it.
Classified.
Jeez, that t-shirt fits him like Matt Waddell.
Matt Waddell can wear that t-shirt now.
I mean Dallas Matt Waddell.
Exactly. Not Burning Man Matt Waddell.
Not the new Burning Man.
That's funny.
If you hear this in your duplex, I hope you laugh. Hello, Amsterdam. We're huge.
And your accents.
They're terrible. Golly.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I can't see him kiss this iguana.
I think I am. I'm just going to...
He doesn't kiss her.
No. I think one more date whenever it's like...
Why would... With that freaking synthesizer.
Looks like Ferris Bueller back there taking control.
Now he's going to take a shower?
I don't know what he's doing.
How'd you enjoy my stinky balls throughout dinner?
I think he leaves now.
I won at volleyball too on the 5-foot net.
I don't know. It looks like he might have forfeited in between sets.
I won it 2 out of 3.
Goose is like, come on, Mav. I wore my new jams.
Oh, Maverick. Why didn't he like me?
Now I must masturbate.
I must eat some more plant. Things for rent already? That wasn't there when he pulled up.
No, it wasn't.
Jeez.
What the hell's going on? Look at that guy's like, anybody want to play hoops?
Hey, anyone for 1-on-1?
Oh. Yeah, this hat is too big for her.
I didn't recognize you. Bow, bow, wow. Bow, wow, wow. I finally got my shower. You smell my balls again today. It's great.
She's got a leather jacket on, like it's cold there or something.
I don't think she's dressed. She's like in disguise.
She's not going to be cold in that base with all those slow fans.
Well, sir, she's got her forked tongue, so there's that.
Mm. Yes, there is. There is that.
Her teeth look really jacked, too.
This is probably the hottest she looks in the movie, too, right here.
She's got a little bit of a jack-o'-lantern mouth, you know what I mean?
More like the Joker.
She probably had some Botox, too.
Hey, Kelly McGillis, you like these hits? Well, bam! Well, bam!
What is another mustache right there?
Nice. Stick on. Goose, can I borrow your mustache for the scene? Great. I don't know what's going on back there. See, kids around.
Push the alarm button.
Have you ever stopped an elevator to lay one on a lady? Take my breath away. Oh, here's BB in 2 days.
Perfect palm tree right there.
Was this Meg Ryan enter the fray?
I love Meg Ryan for some reason.
Before she became a mess.
I like her in that movie.
He's gonna get. Oh, he's got a kid.
Yeah.
Where are
they? I'm telling you, Goose, I'm BB, dude. I mean, Goose is me, basically.
She is a wild one in this thing. She's had like 3 or 4 drinks on the plane.
Goose is me, basically.
What? In your dreams?
No, but I mean, and then Tom Cruise is like Matt Waddell.
Well, you are wearing that outfit right now, so there's that.
I still have jeans like that.
Jam jams?
I love the white t-shirt under the Hawaiian shirt look.
What the heck? Already back to the skies?
And we're back in the mountains.
What the hell kind of computer graphics is this?
No, they're just playing Defender during the break.
It's like Tempest. I flew with your old man.
I had to make it look crazy because we're talking in the hallway and stuff.
There's a new character we're hearing for the first time. Jeez, she's got another look she's throwing down?
Yep.
No one's fooled. Still a lizard.
You made a bad choice, Maverick.
Okay, I was writing this down on my pad, and I don't know what I wrote.
Asteroids.
Pew, 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 pew. We can play asteroids. Real quick, hey, Tom Skerritt, why is this lizard giving us pointers on flying on the Atari or something? Those glasses don't fit her at all.
No, they don't.
I didn't want him to know that I liked you. That I wanted to bang you. I want to stick my forked tongue down your throat.
Everyone's got a freaking number 2 lead pencil ready to go, too, in this thing, huh?
Well, you have to have number 2. You have anything other than number 2, that's not proper lead.
Hey, Tom, where's the pencil sharpened up in this bitch?
Of course, if it's any pencil sharpener I used to use in high school, it just grinded my pencil in half every time I tried to. I had this great, nice Dallas Cowboy pencil I bought. It's like a piranha got to that piranha.
It lasted like 1 hour. Where was that freaking, like, Dyson guy on pencil sharpeners?
No shit.
Oh, there you go. Maverick! Maverick!
Look at all those stickers. I mean, he's like a little kid.
He's an idiot. I'm gonna go ride the runway.
Actually, this is like Eric Henderson.
He's a lieutenant.
He's actually got a bike.
What? I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. I'm a dick.
Stupid bitch.
Get away, lizard.
Now I see that Texas-Dallas patch all the time.
In Dallas or in this movie?
In this movie.
Oh. She's got a Carmen Kia.
Not just people wearing it in Dallas.
You got that too? I had that 5.0. Bro, you a crazy old lizard.
I wish I could rewind it to show you how short his jeans are with those boots on. I mean, it's terrible. It's a number 1 mistake with boots. You don't wear short jeans. Come on, Tony Scott.
Come on. He's like, bravo, I love it all. Pardon me.
Look, that patch is the Far East patch. Look, it says Far East on it.
What is their no joke age difference, do you think? 15 years?
No, well, it's like the same.
Oh my god, dude. I've never seen a Tom Cruise kissing a iguana.
Tom Cruise is like 50. She's like 57 or something.
This is the most dramatic thing ever.
I thought the scene was awesome. He's got quite the tongue himself.
Not exactly
married. Watch this thing. This thing starts getting out of control.
Not exactly married sex, if you know what I mean.
Look at this. Yeah. It's fucking... It's
honey, I'm already done with this thing. Can I have the remote?
Well, it's like, hey, look, I haven't brushed my teeth. I probably don't want to kiss me anymore.
My balls fucking stink. Let's just knock it out.
What the fuck?
Look at that tongue.
Look at that. Ah, it's gross.
It's disgusting. It's a mouthwash.
It's disinfectant, more like.
I mean, for her, not him.
Both.
Look at that. Look at that.
Look at that thing.
Look at that everywhere. Fork tongue's just crushing him.
Don't you think he had to bang her during filming of this or whatever?
Well, I mean, if he wasn't gay, he probably would have, but...
Well, that's a good point.
Where are the boobies? Ew, he's an origami flight.
She got no boobies.
Oh, my God.
Literally, no boobies.
Look at this. How long did it take him to put this thing together?
What, you don't make a two-piece of paper plane for Gary?
He had to cut off the corners. Look at that.
I make those planes for Betsy all the time when I leave.
Hey, man, you smell like stinky iguana chick. Get away from me.
Mate.
That was funny.
Need full speed.
Nice.
What about the double hard hi-fi? They got too much equipment on or whatever?
Are they below the hard deck, or what's going on with that?
They get left behind in the contest.
They got now they're in the stratosphere. Look at this. This thing is so off.
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom, I think.
Really? You got to keep it going, dude. You can't leave me hanging during this dog fight.
It'll only be like
a dog fight. I don't know. You're fighting like a dog. A mad dog.
I think it's better because it's better to... Well, I don't know.
10 minutes of silence?
I'll do what I can.
Jeez, this thing. Bud Light.
God, this movie made so much money, too.
Oh, it crushed it. They'll probably
they just released it again.
They did?
Yeah, like last year.
So we're going to be huge!
Well, we'll see how these Netflix comes through. Texas, shout out to Netflix.
Texas Theater, do you hear me? Netflix, do you hear me? Anyone? Anyone with money?
No, just anyone.
Anyone to make me a star! It looks like three different planes, too. Aren't they all supposed to be in the same plane?
Bam, 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 bam. Well, no, they're going. Aren't they going against the MiGs or something?
It's an F-16 fighter pilot paid for by your tax dollars.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Where are the mountains again?
Oh, is this where Goose dies? Oh, they haven't had the Great Balls of Fire yet, seen.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodness, great.
Yeah, I got. I'm the
bees in the weeds. I'll keep it going. I'm all game, dude.
I'll be back.
Mr. Nick, you're hilarious. Keep funny. Keep funny. Go, Maverick, go! Go, Goose, go! Get it, Goose! You go, you! Go, Maverick! Bang 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 Go, Maverick, go, you! Go, you! Great balls of fire!
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
That Tom Skerritt was in there. He's,
He's on the drill.
What is his moniker?
He was here, I was there!
Above the hard deck, anyway.
You can't leave your wingman, dude.
Well, you need to put on some pants, too. This towel thing is a little dicey. Somebody's busting out the baloney! Jeez, look at him sucking in his gravy gut.
Yeah, he's the worst. In the worst shape, besides Goose.
Gooses.
Where are they? Like, on the bulletin board? I mean, all that. If that's in the other showers, that stuff's gonna get all. Too much moisture.
Soiled.
Exactly. Soil's the word.
Soil is the word.
Perfect for that locker room.
I gotta take another shower again.
I got problems. You got
because
problems
I'm so
again.
Sweaty everywhere.
What are these newspaper clippings up there?
There's a lot of material.
Important news. Have a bandit day.
There's a fire. There it says it again. Fighter weapons school.
What did they put up there? I don't get it.
Results.
These look like he's got a little bit of a doughy situation getting ready to come down too.
Used cars. Tutoring. Top Gun tutoring.
Used vacuums. Use vacuums. Use five times. Call Iceman. You tear away the corner. You know how people used to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Thing like, oh, I got the number.
Mm-hmm. I still see those here or there.
Not very often.
If you're on like a college campus or something, you do.
This is what it's like going out with BB, Betsy, and the Hendersons. Where's the Jaegers? Ella's on the piano.
That's about right. There'd definitely be Jaegers.
There's Mrs. Henderson.
Yo! Go! So is Kelly McGillis Betsy? No. No.
The way you're talking her up, she is.
No, that's Betsy.
That could be
Meg
Betsy.
Ryan.
Betsy after one martini.
She gets pretty fired up.
Betsy is. No, I meant Meg Ryan is spicy.
Well, man, I'll tell you, this
Maverick,
movie.
Why are you banging that lizard woman? Why does he like all the popular songs? How about something obscure?
You think he's really playing that piano?
Absolutely not. He hasn't even moved his hands.
He's moving his hands.
I love the difference, Maverick. I'm going to do a lot of movies.
Well, look, they got a generous stash of napkins and ketchup and stuff behind him. That's a good seat right there.
I think Kelly McGillis is hitting on Meg Ryan right here.
That would make this movie a lot more interesting.
A threesome?
I think I've seen this movie too much.
I think we're just being dicks about it now.
No, but you know what it's
you
like? It's like
loved the, it the first time.
Well, it's like that. It's like the Eagles. You love the Eagles, but you just hear it too much, you know?
I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles, but then sometimes it's like Hotel California, come on.
I heard it.
I've heard it like 70.
Been to California. I hear you.
Don't you think? I think Top Gun is the Eagles of movies, I think.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good enough to shut this thing down on.
Do you see those bottles of Heinz ketchup?
Yeah. You think that's product placement?
If I was having a burger right now, I'd be bitching about the music.
I wish I had a burger right now.
I mean, he's hammered as shit driving that bike.
I know.
I could go for a burger, too.
I could go. I could throw a pole in that bay and catch me some catfish.
We ain't got time for those fishes.
I stick with lizards.
Where's this guy going? We got a late trawling.
Shrimp sandwich, shrimp bow.
We're going to draw.
Shrimp taco.
We're going to throw the shrimp thing in there and get some scrimps. Look at this.
I mean, there is, God, there's a lot of, like, just, like, faces being mauled in this movie between those two.
Like, they're, no wonder we were into it when we were 16, because we're like, I'll kiss like that. Chicks will love it. And they're like, what are you doing?
I know.
I just saw Top Gun.
I think it's true, man.
Tony Scott.
That was right around my first kiss time. I was 12 when I had my first smoocharooski.
Smoocharooski, huh? Tony Scott's like, bravo! I love every minute of it. It's delightful.
Bravo. No director does that.
He's a theater director. The theater, London. What if they take off at the same time?
Oh no, they lost their engines!
They're going to the moon! Look how high they are.
They're not that high. Why do you keep saying that?
Because they keep switching it.
They're about to hit those mountains.
They're so... It's conflicted.
Hey, Iceman.
What are you doing?
So, well, I was about to say it was so gay. I don't want people to think I'm anti-gay, because I'm not.
So gay, there's just a lot of gay overtones in the movie that you can't help.
Thank you, Mr. Negative.
Whoop-boom. Got it.
Thank you.
Whoop-boom. Is this where Goose dies?
Yes, I think it might be.
Spoiler alert.
My mom used to do that. At the end of a big laugh, that's a good move.
The decompress.
I like it.
God, watch out for the cliff.
They're constantly close to those mountains.
In Goose's defense, this is the most intense freaking dogfight of the whole thing.
Dogfight. Not until they just start blowing up Syrian planes, aided by the Russians.
Guns 3, locked and loaded.
Just like a video game, you know, the thing just says that. Guns, missile.
Yeah.
Just take the fucking shot, Iceman.
Take the fucking shot.
Or move away.
Get the shot, man.
What's wrong with Iceman? Why doesn't Iceman just take the shot?
I don't know. It's probably below the hard deck or something. I'm not going to break the rules. I'm ice. Cold. On the rules. Get off my right. You get off my right.
Yep.
Back on my right.
Iceman, come on. Shit or get off the pot.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, no. Jet wash. I think he gets out of it this time.
What is jet wash?
I don't know. It makes the plane shake.
Sounds made up. He lost his engine.
They all lost their engine
because
earlier.
Because of jet wash? I don't know what's happening.
When they took off earlier, there was no flames.
Hmm. God, go!
Oh, man. Moment of silence here.
Does he die for reals?
I think it's actually a little bit later, maybe. Because I think we think that they die, that he's going to die here, but then he never does.
Why doesn't Maverick do something? He's just got his hands on the thing.
I know. I think it's just... He just can't do it, Captain. Eject. That's what the dealio is.
Oh, you got to eject. What's the sitch?
Oh. Goose at the top.
So is that Goose or the other one?
That's Goose. Oh, no, Goose is the one, the second one.
And it looks like it's getting ready to rain. He hit his head or something? What about his helmet?
He hit the roof of the...
Jeez, the helmet was useless. It did nothing. But I mean, like out of his eyes.
But this was... But that's serious impact. That's like 2 feet, like major ejection.
But you're wearing a helmet.
I think
what
helmet
is it for?
For a crash or something like
that. Well, it did crash.
Well, no. He rocketed into the roof.
Damn, what is this, the Highland Park Coast Guard? Response time was incredible.
Well, they're doing exercises, but I'm...
Are we still in the Indian Ocean or what's happening?
No, we're in Miramar.
Where's Syria? Get your chemical weapons. If you told a nation, you're like, okay, give me your chemical weapons. Would you trust them? I don't get that. Here you go. That's it. That's all we have.
Yeah,
chemical weapons. There you go. Keep a couple.
Exactly.
Keep two.
Well, no, it's true. I'm sure they're going to put some somewhere.
So what happened to Goose? Is he screwed?
Bruce? Goose is dead.
Bruce?
I don't know.
Bruce?
I'm just enjoying listening to you.
No, you're not. We own an Amsterdam either, Mr. Nank. I'd step it up, you.
The movie just gets so stupid.
It's like a trailer. And look at that. He's Colgate. I remember Colgate. I like to start shaving with that again. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I've had Colgate shaving cream.
It's good. Damn. Those are some tidy whities.
Oh, shit.
Jeez.
You'll never be able to have babies wearing those things.
Maverick. How far up are your underwear pulled right now?
See-through, almost.
Jeez.
Right?
If I walked in anywhere and you were shaving wearing those, I would leave the room.
I'm like, dude, Maverick, put some shorts on.
I'm
going
to discuss you while you're trying to get a tight shave on. I flew with your old man.
Why? You don't just hover over the sink if you're all fucked up. You're just, like, on the coffee table with a beer or something.
Isn't it funny that he only has one line the entire movie that he just continually repeats?
I flew with your old man.
Again, I flew with your old man.
You just like him.
You meaning, just like your old man.
Meaning your old man.
With your old man without the stash, that is. You could throw a stash, I'd appreciate it.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Good
scraping.
See those fingers just kind of linger on his back?
That's a good time for a fist bump, if it was.
Doesn't that creep you out, like, when somebody... Like, you know, it's usually somebody's parent or something that's sort of like, hey, Brian, and then they just sort of, like, lingers and just brushes on your t-shirt real slow. That's weird. I'm not into it.
Good call.
You're laying out on me.
I was trying to get my fist bump comedy working in there, and you derailed me, so I'm like,
I don't know.
Jeez, I'd like to see your license photo. It's an iguana! Height?
God, I want it back.
No, you don't. I'm gonna go call Meg Ryan. I'll see you around.
No shit.
Well, she's in there like sobbing in like the airport or something.
It's perfect time.
She didn't hang out?
She's vulnerable.
Carmen Ghia is ready for a little wax, if you ask me.
It's like a paint job on the front end, yo.
I feel bad for Maverick.
Not that bad. I'm going to Washington.
I'm going to go to Washington for a little bit.
Hey, Maverick, pull your pants out of your butthole.
You're freaking...
Look at those things.
Slow stroll is killing me. That's freaking...
Look at them in that nice media room with that little tiny TV.
Jeez, that media room is the nicest room in the whole movie.
No air conditioning anywhere.
Harold Faltermeyer is just playing that organ right now.
I never noticed that rosary right there.
I noticed it.
Yeah, this movie, it's pretty rough after Goose dies. This was crushing when I first saw it, though. I was crushed by this.
Right now, I'm actually kind of okay with it.
Well, yeah, I don't care at all. Like, when I first saw it, I think I probably had real tears in my eyes.
Now that I'm in comedy, I don't think I do.
No.
He did a fake door close?
Oh. He's going to compose himself.
Jeez, I mean, he's really torn up.
That's his best friend, Goose.
This has been a great moment for some flashback sequences with the volleyball game and the Great Balls of Fire.
That's only if Oliver Stone directed.
That's true. Not to mention there'd be a conspiracy in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Nixon was behind this crash. It's weird. God damn, that place is comfortable.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a media room with a little tiny 24-inch TV.
I would do anything to have a chair like that in my thing.
I got a new recliner, dude.
Really? Like that?
It's fat.
With a rotary phone next to it? Hello?
It's awesome.
Betsy, you get out of that recliner.
Pretty much anybody that's in my recliner, I mean, they got to go, yeah.
And tomorrow night, we're going to the place at Perry's for steaks.
There's Ella on it right there.
Nice. Okay, get off the thing, get back to the comedy.
What's there?
That's what I was trying to prevent you from earlier.
There's no comedy here. I mean, somebody died, man. Have some respect.
I love you, Meg Ryan.
The whole
Where's
thing's
she
like,
going?
Maverick's like, I gotta quit. I'm probably gonna see the insurance agent.
Am I in his will? Oh, he's cleared of wrongdoing.
Look at all the fans. God, why is there no air conditioning?
They're not. The military can't afford it. That's the military of the future. Broke. All fans.
It's not your fault, Mav.
Look at that recording device. Look how old that is. What is that guy working on? A big gulp? Was that a supersized 44?
I didn't see it.
Some Mountain Disney.
Yeah, we know some big drinks in this country.
Sodas.
That's ridiculous. Nobody needs 44 ounces of soda.
What are you gonna do, Mav? Huh? What do you want? What are you gonna do, man?
You gonna go join a gang in East LA.
Get it back up tomorrow. Okay, let me have a cigarette first.
Well, he's like, I don't want to go out with a crazy guy.
Let me get a cigarette, you.
He doesn't look fit to fly.
Wow, 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 wow. He looks nuts.
Nobody wants to fly with him after Goose died, dude.
There's the camera set up underneath the thing.
There's the MiG.
Jester playing jokes, playing tricks. Sundown? The so, black guy gets sundown.
That's so racist.
That's very racist.
Tony Scott doesn't care. No, because he's worried about the theater. It's all about the cinema.
What is that accent? Pretty weird.
I think it's Australia. Oh, you're going to make fun of my accent? Give me a break.
It was Australia. That was Australia. And I will make fun of it. Good day, mate. Everyone's leaving the plane at the same time.
Hey, man. What's your deal, man? Hey, man.
We could have been something, man. You ain't no goose.
Look how close he's talking to him.
You ain't no goose, Black Swan.
That's awesome.
That was some good foul.
No, I wish you would have. I wish that would have been a line in the movie. He should be Black Swan.
I wish a lot of things, BB.
But no, but his call name should be Black Swan, not Sundown.
I wish I could strike a pensive pose like Tom Skerritt.
You can't. That. That's a look talent,
that.
Dude.
Look at that.
That's talent.
That's as pensive as it gets right there, no, man.
And nobody can do that.
I could see him like watching my parents bike on that island.
That's why he's Tom Skerritt, dude. That shit is money.
What's new with your old man?
Check out my short high-water jeans and my snakeskin boots.
Is this where he flashes his teeth again?
No, I think he's sorry.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Where's the V-neck, yo?
He needs a V-neck.
You don't have to be showing all that white T-shirt.
Fucking lieutenant stripes coming down, dog.
I flew with the old man.
Wrong guy. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Fortunately, I think the graduation's getting ready to hit. Bow, bow, so finally get a burger on this thing. Who's this?
He's doing undercover.
Is that Wolfman?
He's doing undercover work for Lizard Lady.
Lizard? He seems he is.
Rotary phone.
I forgot about this. Hey, Lizard.
Okay.
You paid. Komodo Dragon. Whatever.
Komodo Dragon.
Didn't it, like, wasn't Sharon Stone married to that dude and they went to the zoo and he got bit by the Komodo Dragon at one time?
That sounds believable.
Google it. He's exhausted.
No shit.
The service here is sucks. You get a fill on that it's water?
It's hot in there, too.
You mind if I join you?
Oh, please. Please.
Please. Please.
Just waiting for my plane.
Nobody knows me here, Lizard Woman. Jeez, that service was right on the spot when she showed up. Would she get a 7-7? Bam!
I don't know, but if she did, I'm down.
That lizard ain't playing. He probably got a Jaeger. I don't want to remember any of this.
He's just drinking ice water, man.
Now,
this is hard.
I like Goose. Okay, but I'm leaving. I'm going to Dallas to work with Rob.
Man, this movie.
I'll never fly again.
Where are you going?
The organ player's exhausted in this scene. Doesn't it pick up at one point? She fires him up. I got that fly. What? What you do up there is amazing.
The best pilots in the Navy, huh? It's a big title.
It's a huge title.
It is, though.
I guess.
Best pilot in the Navy? There's a lot of pilots, right?
Consider the source.
How many pilots are there in the Navy?
Consider
hundreds?
The source. The
but how many pilots are there? Are there thousands of pilots?
I don't know. Why is she so leaning in?
How many pilots do we have in our Air Force?
A lot.
Thousands, right?
Millions.
No, we don't have millions of pilots, do we?
If they wanted to fucking send some pilots out.
We don't have millions.
Syria is not going to know what hit them.
We have thousands of pilots. I think.
Here's my chemical weapons.
Not millions.
We got a few. Google it.
Can't.
Don't touch it. You'll screw it up, baby. God, this scene has gone on for way too long.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm talking about other stuff.
Why? Is this the airport bar?
Yeah. Looks like he's like right in the control tower. Look on the runway. Can somebody get me a paper towel? I'm sweating in here.
In this room or on the movie?
The movie? What? It's not bad here.
Yeah, 77.
Ow. Ow. But yeah, it's getting warmer in the studio.
She never got that fucking 7 and 7 either. Waitress went on break.
And that waitress is terrible.
She's awful. She's probably poor. He's back? I flew with the old man.
He's going to say that. This woman, actually, she just knows him super well.
Didn't he, like,
leave? Hi, Maverick.
Hey.
Do you want a,
come on in.
A piece of pound cake?
What, some brownies? I'm polishing up Ed Stein's.
Whoa.
Let me leer at your daughter.
Yikes.
Do you want some flyers about Scientology?
Look at that Top Gun hat and the lamp.
I know. He's got Kelly McGillis's place. Look at this. That's the same spot. Maverick, I was just putting on this nice shirt. How are you?
I was just putting on this blouse.
Putting on this fucking Gaia Barra knockoff thing.
He just said it again. I flew with the old man. He says it like 10 times.
I think everybody in the world and Amsterdam knows it by now. Look where he puts his Top Gun hat just on the banister.
But there's also one on the lamp.
Betsy be like, pick up that hat.
There's a lot of Top Gun hats.
Jeez, the photos are out of hand with those cheap-ass frames.
No shit.
Jeez, somebody hit the Kmart.
Look at those back there, too. It's all black and white.
Get ready. I flew with your old man.
I liked your old man.
I flew with him. I liked him.
Let's go outside. Take your pick on Top Gun hats.
I got it. What do you think of my island retreat, huh?
Except they're not on an island.
Here comes my parents. I gotta ride a bike. I flew with your old man.
I think he's gonna say that too.
God damn, these digs are incredible.
I know. It's enough. I'd love to hear that. In the Navy just for that view.
Jeez, I'd love the ocean cracking at my back door like that.
Me too. I like the way you described that right there too.
My poodles would love me.
This is whenever I noticed the Dallas, Texas patch, actually, the first time. For some reason. I never noticed it before.
What? Is he in a park? That's the biggest backyard in all of California.
Well,
look,
it's military style, but yeah, it's like, yeah. He's got a good spot on
the
park.
He's like a mile away from his house. Simple. I flew with your old man, I flew with your old man, I flew with your old man.
And
you got it.
Your old man I flew with.
There's your options, Maverick. You like my mustache? Grow one yourself, you dumbass.
I guess Maverick can't. He's so clean shaving during this movie, it's crazy. It looks like they're shaving him like 24/7.
What are those patches? Like a souvenir stand? Where do you get those things?
Anyway? I guess it's if you know,
If you're a dog fighter, you find them everywhere. I flew with your old man. I flew with your old man. And your old man, I flew with.
Flying with the old man was fantastic. Flew with your
old man.
Old man flying is good.
Flying old man. Flying old man. Got it. Tony Scott's like, do you know your lines, Tom? I think I do. I got it.
All of a sudden, Tom's scared is English.
He's a Canadian.
Is he?
I don't know how they talk.
He's not Canadian, is he?
Well, he lives on that island.
I don't think he's
Canadian. I told you that story.
No, he's not Canadian.
I've referenced it several times during this comedy.
I'm trying not to pay that much attention.
And except to like, this scene isn't funny.
Blouse. Uh-oh.
This place is for rent. No, we're back at Tom Skerritt's.
That place was for rent the first time he went there, right?
So
but it wasn't like that, though.
He banged her and she put it straight for rent. Bam!
He hadn't even banged her yet, I don't think.
That's happened to me.
That's weird. That for rent sign was an accident earlier in the movie. She wasn't leaving, man. You know what I'm saying? Remember how you're like, that wasn't there?
Continuity. It's important.
That's fucked up. We just won. We won right there.
Now he's acting like a 12-year-old boy.
Now,
that plane isn't going to make the runway. It's so high.
Maybe it's taking off.
It's dropping.
I don't know.
I don't know. Jeez, this is the... Where are they at? The Lakewood Country Club?
That's worse.
Jeez.
It's like a public pool.
Hey, black man, take off your mirrors.
T.T. They just call him Black Man? God.
They call him Sunday.
Yeah, why are you so racist?
I'm not. I approve... Black gay marriage, I said that. Those cheap glasses.
Those plastic ones that you stick together.
He didn't graduate. He's got to go in again next year. See you next year.
He graduated.
He's got a diploma.
He's just not Top Gun.
That's the cheapest plaque I've ever seen in my life. Look at that thing.
Boy, Iceman's partner wants to do him big time.
This guy's fucking barely choking down that Rianiti. I flew with the old man.
Look at that sloot back there in the back. Did you see her? Right there.
You're dangerous.
I just saw Eli Manning. There's Eli Manning.
What's he doing there?
Right there.
Somebody get Maverick a freaking champagne glass. I've got some of those at my house. Not the flutes, the New Year's Eve style, you know?
Right. But those ones, they're plastic. The bottom, there's a base, and then you stick it together. You've seen those cups, right? Yeah. Those plastic champagne glasses. Those are old school.
What are they having? Some freaking bonbons? I flew with your old man. I gotta take a piss.
Don't leave me!
I keep it coming, BB.
Make sure you unlock that. I don't have to get up.
Yes, sir.
There it is. I'll fly with you. I flew with the old man. If I flew with the old man, I could fly with you. 24 hours later, the Indian Ocean. Another vague thing to tell you where they are. So sweaty. He's a naval aviator. Nobody wants to fly with Maverick's crazy ass. Well, he looks like he has a stomach virus. I wouldn't want to fly with him either. Hollywood, first time I've seen him in the movie. Where's Tim Robbins? So, I mean, that's what I don't get. He gets a big credit. They hide him in the beginning. You see him at the end. I mean, where is he? Double do it hand signal style. Where's Kenny Loggins when you need him? Just let Maverick do whatever he wants in the Navy. Riding motorcycles on runways. dicking around on the aircraft carrier. Check the missile. It's a toy. There's Tom Skerritt. Sweaty times.
And we're back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maverick's going up with Tom Skerritt.
Skerritt.
Was a struggle.
So is this the final scene? Are we back at Syria or whatever?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Great.
See what's going on.
What's the time?
Don't worry about it.
Buck 30 or whatever. And we're in formation. Torpedoes loaded.
MiGs. Watch out for the MiGs.
Jeez, the MiGs are frightening.
Russians. I guess the Cold War was still going on then.
It's getting ready to get going again.
1986.
Again.
Oh, well, because the citizens of Russia, they're not. Putin's a communist, but he nobody else is. I mean, you know, not enough people. Not right now, anyway. What about my wife and kid? Oh, he doesn't have one.
He's not married.
Man, there they are again, 30,000 feet. Whoa, four eggs, Joust style. Holy moly, four bogeys.
Is this Iceman?
Uh-oh, five bogeys.
Jeez, sounds like my golf score on my dreams.
Not enough pars in there for my golf score.
Baby's scratched these days. God damn it!
Switching to guns. Oh, no.
See, you know what the Soviets do right? They send robots to pilot their planes.
That's it, just like that. Huh? Mm-hmm. I think he went below the hard deck.
Robots, sir. Over here to be. Is Iceman?
He's alive. Nah, it's just some spare plane.
God damn, how do you breathe with all that cigar smoke down there?
Don't leave your wingman, Maverick.
Shouldn't he be in therapy?
Definitely. He shouldn't be up in the air.
Tony Scott lights his
cigarette. Get them roast some hot dogs right there. Some Hebrew dogs.
Oh, I like those Hebrew dogs.
Those are good.
Jeez.
All beef.
Needs a job with the NFL. False start.
Why is he gonna be twisting around and stuff? I was just showing off.
B-roll. Now we're in the stratosphere. This seems high for a dog fight.
Was that Merlin?
I don't know.
Who is that? Isn't it Tom Skerritt or something?
Tom Skerritt didn't make it. He's back at...
I thought he was going to fly with him since he flew this old man.
He's back at his palatial crib or whatever.
It wasn't palatial. Well, those black and white photos and Top Gun hats everywhere.
He's got his Stein cleaned out. Look nice how maneuver. Those bullets look so fake. Do. Where's my cigars?
Look how sweaty he is. Wow.
Jeez. They had like a sweat person just like...
Well, there would be such a white ring on that Navy hat.
I flew with the old man. Wheel. Doing some barrel rolls. Barrel rolls. This is what I want up there.
Nobody does all those barrel rolls for real.
I want you to get the Pentagon on the line and give me some fucking cigars. Maverick, do you see what's going on? They need some rear view mirrors on these things.
That's what the bad guy's for.
Why did he face the other way?
He can't see shit. That's true. That's a great point. He should face the other way.
I'm solving all the problems here. Another barrel. That's the same shot.
Or at least the chair should be able to swivel or something, right? I mean,
he's got like, get the barrel roll clip again. I love it.
Again. The barrel roll.
Has anyone seen Jason Statham? That's who I want in this thing. Jason Statham.
Jason Statham was a sparkle in his mother's eyes during this when this movie was filmed.
Sparkle.
I don't know.
More like a tear.
Well, that guy's rich, though. And that's what makes you
happy.
I saw
him in a movie recently.
What makes you happy?
He was doing a Texas accent.
Oh, British guy doing a come on.
He's wearing like a cowboy hat. He's like, hey,
that is terrible. That.
It was like so bad. God damn it, Maverick. I threw with your old man.
Let's say the Lord's name of Vain a lot.
They don't have respect for Christianity.
Whoa.
Because they're Scientologists, every one of them.
Maverick, snap out of it.
Is that Goose's dog
tags? You don't even have a wife and kid or anything. Why you got does he nothing.
Have Goose's dog tags?
Gay. No offense to gay people.
Again, BB, the whole time.
I've already said, people, I love gays.
Okay, let's bring it back.
Whatever.
Beep!
Missile lock.
He can't even focus.
Once you kill your first Russian... Then it's easy to start killing them.
Is that a heat seeker? Is that what that was?
Nice terminology. Man, that's a fast-burning cigar, right? Like, he takes like a quarter inch of it every time he takes a puff.
These yos need some freaking water.
Hey, I think that's Tim Robbins right there.
Where?
The purple one, that right there.
Isn't that guy?
Isn't it? I don't know.
I doubt it. Where's Susan Sarandon? She's not over there. Do. It's like Tony Scott's garage with that gun. Whoosh.
Whoosh. Don't leave your wingman, man.
No. Don't do it.
There's the Meek.
There's the Meek.
What?
What?
Why won't my seat turn around? Maneuver. Maneuver.
Go, go.
Missile. There's a missile. Whoa.
Where'd it go?
I missed it. Where's it? It just goes in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Slider misses again.
No, the Russian missed, not Slider.
Was that Russian?
Yeah, you don't even know what you're talking about. Slider's not firing any shots anyways. That's the Iceman, yo.
Glasnost.
Mig. Watch out for Migs.
You know what movie I missed? That Red Heat movie. That was a pretty good movie.
That was pretty cool.
Jim Belushi's pretty over the top. Arnold's pretty strong.
Red Heat, that was a funny movie.
That's pretty good. It'd be a good one for us to throw under the bus.
Maybe, yeah.
Fire!
Boom! Man, they blew up in smithereens.
Nailed it. You betcha.
Maverick's right back at it.
Look at how fake that gun is.
One engine gone.
I got a leak in the fuel line, man.
There's one engine gone.
Jeez.
They fly around all the time with not that fire.
It's like an air show. It's not like a dog fight. Everyone's like, wheel, that's how it is.
That's how dog fights are.
Like air shows? Is that why people
I do
die
know there was a huge spike of people joining the Navy after this movie because they wanted to fly around like this.
There's a huge low right now. Everyone's like, screw that, I ain't going to Syria, man.
Exactly. I'm going to my own college.
I'm gonna be on the fucking ROTC. Maybe not. He missed it.
Well, dude, of course you didn't lock it.
You gotta lock that.
You
shit.
Have to lock it. It's gotta be red and it has to be beeping.
In the future, these are just gonna be drones. It'll be like a 12-year-old kid on a video
game. In the future, it's right now.
Not true, though.
Ding! But down! Nice.
I got him.
You're take off? Those Russians take off in a minute.
Russians are crazy, dude.
Why don't they just... They're right behind him like that. Just shoot him with a missile. Why do they keep trying with the guns?
I have no idea, man.
It's a bad move.
No idea. Merlin. Is he related to Jester? Is that the same thing?
I don't know
what. The Knights in the Round Table.
I'm gonna put on my brakes and they're fully right, boy.
Tom Skerritt is King Arthur this court.
I don't know about all this English accent stuff.
It's pretty funny. I don't know. What about your Australian accent? That was working its way in there.
Check this out. Check this boom out.
Pretty good. Is that a ruin, you Kanga?
Yeah! Woo!
I think a lot of people were neglecting their station.
But wasn't there a huge delay between the plane blowing up and everything happening, and then they're just like finally like, yeah!
I don't know what's happening.
Yes, you do. Kelly McGillis is
about. Is he going to do the thing with the coffee again? It's the same guy.
Merlin. So he flew with Merlin. He flew with Tim Robbins.
Isn't it really bad if you fake out the runway when you're trying to land?
Yes, of course.
It's not cool at all. It's an
aircraft carrier. Here's your coffee, sir.
Why do you want to stay awake after the dog fight?
It's just like, that guy's actually the only calm one around that's like kind of calm after the dog fight.
That wasn't that bad.
I want some butts.
Give me some butts.
Plenty of it on that aircraft carrier.
Jesus. Here comes Tim Robbins.
This is the first time I saw him, like after 10 times of seeing this movie.
I still haven't seen him.
Exactly.
And we're screwed. Here he comes. Fast forward or something. Here he comes.
That's fine. Well, still have to let the cat on the bag.
Thank Catnip.
It's lazy.
And down. There's only a minute left. And we're movie laugh tracks. We're very technically proficient. Rescue team wasn't needed, that's for sure. Yeah! We're not seeing anything.
Everybody's happy.
Hey, Tim Robbins, how are you? I haven't seen you the whole film. I'm having a good time.
What the hell?
Not going to make it on the site. Somebody didn't clean the dirt off of this disc. Oh, fuck. Well, the same.
Good enough.
Let me see if I can imagine the rest of the movie. Okay, so there's a big celebration. Tim Robbins. I flew with your old man.
And then in the bar with Kelly
McGillis or whatever. Kansas City. He's having some cocktails. And then she plays the Righteous Brothers. You lost that love.
You never close your eyes anymore.
Oh, and I forgot about the locker room scene. Of course, we're not synced at all. Matt, I'm sorry. I know you're in a tent right now trying to put it together with your new...
They want you to be an instructor at Top Gun.
I'd love to. Where do you think you want to go? You stink like cigars, sir. You do.
We're totally not synced.
We talked our way through it a little bit.
So should we just end it now? I mean, no, it's basically over anyway.
No, we shouldn't.
It's going to be all fucked up.
No, it's not. They'll sink. Hey, if you're in Amsterdam, fast forward for...
I mean, it's only like the last 3 minutes.
Fire Town, USA.
Fire Town, USA.
Let me check out the metro section. What the hell's been going on with this?
So you're actually a little far ahead. Remember, you already talked about this about 2 minutes ago, where the jukebox scene.
Quarters? When's the last time you saw a quarter?
I don't know, but I think we should check out right now. We know what happens here anyway.
Check what out?
I mean, check out and leave this broadcast.
Well, it's only got like 5 seconds left.
I know, but it doesn't matter. It's not synced.
It does. People will fast forward for a good joke right now. They'll be like, give me a funny. Give me a good one. Well, I go to bed. Screw you.
He's so sad.
I smell lizard everywhere. And
boontang.
This reminds me when I hit on the lizard woman.
Lizard boontang.
The lizard woman. That was a weird part of my life.
That beer is so hot from filming so many scenes.
Shit, I gotta go deal with Scientology problems now. I gotta talk to John Travolta.
Wait.
I
smell.
Oh my god! It's you!
The lizard woman.
And look at the hog picture behind me.
And I'm gone. Gone.
He's like, I am over it. This thing is over, lady.
All right, that was awesome.
Okay, see you next time.
We're hilarious. That was fun.
We're hilarious.
Everybody, sorry about the end there, but it doesn't really matter.
Sorry about I flew the girl man later.